It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. So a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I riffed a bit on changes that I'd like to see in youth ministry. And one of my observations was about models and practices for non-professional youth workers. I suggested that the era of paid professional youth workers is waning and that we need to be intentional about creating models for small and mid-sized churches who will no longer be able to rely on a hired gun. Here's that bit. I'm just going to quote myself here, which seems really dorky. Sorry to be the doomsday guy, but the era of professional youth workers is going away eventually. It might linger longer in certain denominations, like Southern Baptist, or certain geographies, like the South, but it's on the decline, and it's not going to return anytime soon. Small churches, of course, have long done youth ministry without paid staff, but mid-sized to large white suburban churches, where the majority of paid youth workers exist, have no idea how to even think about youth ministry without paid staff. And very soon, the money is just not going to be there. So I posted that somewhere, and I got asked about it by more than one person, so I thought I'd elaborate here a little bit more. First, why do I think this is going to happen and what kind of time frame? Well, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm only looking at trends and seeing where they're headed and the implications of those trends. But new realities could very easily pop up that will completely skew whatever prediction I might suggest. With that said, the churches that will feel this pinch the most are mid-sized churches, say 250 to 500 in regular attendance. Smaller churches already mostly do ministry without paid staff focused exclusively on youth ministry, and larger churches will continue to have the resources for a longer period of time to staff youth ministry. But that mid-sized church is going to feel the rub, already is. I'm seeing it all over the place. Churches who are cutting their full-time youth worker to a part-time role or combining it with other responsibilities. This is not all bad news, by the way. I think that this could bring some really good and healthy change, though it might cause a lot of pain for some individual youth workers. The two main factors are church attendance and giving patterns. Other than the continued growth of some megachurches, the general trend in church attendance is, of course, downward. This will most likely continue over the decades to come. As mid-sized churches lose attendees, their giving usually goes down also. They find themselves in a difficult place of repeated budget cuts. And my observation, accurate or inaccurate, is that youth ministry budget is one of the first things to get cut, while the youth ministry position is one of the first staff positions cut or downsized, even if it's not eliminated. But even when attendance does not drop, churches are struggling with decreases in giving. People over 60 are often the ones who fund the church budget, and much of this is because that generation still has a high degree of institutional loyalty and a tithing pattern of giving most, if not all, of their tithe to the church. Younger generations tend to give less, but even when they're giving generously, they're often much more interested in a connection to their giving. Giving to a general fund budget doesn't float their boat. They want to derive meaning from giving, and they want an emotional connection to the recipient or cause. All of this is bad news for traditional church budgets that don't offer much meaningful engagement or designation. The minor factor I see in play is the shifts that are starting in moving away from completely isolated youth ministry programming. This is still in its early years, but there's a growing undercurrent that it's great and positive. Even those churches who are not being intentional about this shift in a healthy way are sensing that something feels off in the way we've been doing it. Bottom line, many churches, particularly mid-sized churches, will struggle to find or justify funding for paid youth staff. This is already happening in dramatic numbers, but the trend will increase over the next couple decades. Two decades from now, we'll have a very different landscape in the world of youth ministry. So what is a career youth worker to do? That is the question I was asked directly by one of my coaching program participants when we were talking about this. Here's my thinking. One, don't sweat it. The change isn't going to happen overnight. Sure, your church might be struggling financially, but the overall shift is going to be gradual. And I think there are two very unhelpful motivators in how you might respond. Either I'm afraid. I can tell you from firsthand experience that losing your job is a bit scary, but living in fear that you're going to or might lose your job sometime in the future is a debilitating distraction. Do youth ministry where you're planted in the here and now. Have faith that God will take care of you and your youth ministry. Don't expend an ounce of energy on fretting about hypotheticals. Or the second unhelpful thought is, I want to be hip and cutting edge. I run into youth workers all the time whose primary reason for entertaining what they see as a trend is only so they can perceive themselves as cutting edge. Please, if this is you, pray that God will give you another place to anchor your identity other than hipness. If your only reason for thinking about reimagining your role is because you think it'll make you cool, whatever reimagining you do will be highly flawed and likely to fail. Second response, look toward a reimagined role or reimagined funding. If you do sense or even know that your church is headed for financial struggle and you feel called to stay, a very good thing, begin prayerfully considering creative alternatives to your role, your responsibilities, and how your salary is funded. Third response, possibly look elsewhere. I'm not a fan of move when things get tough, so I'm not suggesting you bolt or look for greener pastures, but it is certainly possible that if your church cuts your salary, you'll need to move on. Again, this should be a question of spiritual discernment, not a reaction born out of hurt or desperation. At the end of the day, however, the best posture is not one of constantly watching the horizon or expecting doomsday. The best posture, the one that is the most fruitful for your own spiritual health and the health of your ministry, is a faith-filled, hopeful choice to let things play out. Be faithful, be trustworthy, and don't freak out.
Hey folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years, and I've just see regularly in front of my very eyes see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level two cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.